Good morning.
Good morning.
Aren't you glad that the Lord don't ever let go?
Amen.
Oh, there have been times I've let go of Him, but He never let go of me. I'm so thankful. Are you happy this morning?
Amen.
Amen. We got so much to rejoice about. There's trouble in the world, but Jesus said, hey, I've overcome the world. Amen. He's our source of strength, our source of peace. He's our source of everything this morning. I'm so glad to be in church with you this morning. I missed you last week. Prayed for you, and it looks like you prayed for me. You know, we need a midweek service is what we need so bad where we could be together. There's strength in numbers.
Amen.
And every time you and I come together in the name of the Lord, I mean, there's just something about it. It's special. I mean, we're family. Come on, we're close. God is building a family, and we're a part of it. Is that not special? Oh, hallelujah. Open up your Bibles, if you would, to the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes chapter 10 for one verse, and in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 13 for one verse. And we'll pull our text from Ecclesiastes 10 and Matthew 13. While you're turning there, let me preface that by saying what's on my heart is I heard a phrase, you know, the Lord says, I want my people to stay sharp. To stay sharp. You know, every one of us, we go through things and situations. Everything that happens in your life that's on the negative, the devil is orchestrating and doing it to make you and I dull. Brother Dennis got on it this morning about being, you know, insensitive. You know, make it where we can't hear from God. Where we can't hear from each other, but where we ultimately hear from the devil. Because the devil wants to talk to us. And he talks loud. Amen. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians 14 that there's many voices in the world. So there's a lot of things that you and I can listen to, but we've got to learn to stay sharp in the Lord, hear from Him, and kind of put all those other things down by the Spirit. We can't do it on our own. We can't do it. The flesh loves to magnify those things. The flesh loves pity parties. But God wants to help us. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Let's read verse number 10. Very familiar verse of Scripture here. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. The Word of God says, if the iron be blunt, and he do not whet or sharpen the edge, then must he put more strength. Put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Matthew chapter 13, verse number 15, Matthew chapter 13, verse number 15, out of the mouth of Jesus, he says, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Concentrate on that. Their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Pray with me. Father, we love you this morning. We thank you for your goodness and your grace. Lord, we ask you this morning that you help us to put all the things of the flesh and the enemy down under your feet. And we ask that by the Holy Spirit that you speak to each one of us. We invite you into our hearts, Lord. We ask that you examine us, and we ask that you take all the dull edges off. In every area of our lives this morning that needs healing, we give you permission. And we call on the name of Jesus for you to bring healing to us. Sharpen us up, Lord. And help us to be all that you've called, that you died and resurrected and ordained us to be, Father. And let us go forth in the power and the truth and the anointing of the Spirit of God, doing what only you can enable us to do. And that's fulfill our destiny. Oh, we ask you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we all say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You know, it's hard in this world to do what we've been called to do when we recognize and realize that there's so many things that come against us.
Yeah.
But when we come and we put those things up beside Jesus, then everything averages out. the scales come back into balance. Amen. And I know and I recognize and I understand that there's many things that you and I, the church in this 21st century, that we have to deal with. But it's nothing that Christ did not think about. There's nothing that Christ didn't encounter. The Bible says that He was tempted in all points like you and I, yet without sin. He knows all about it. It says that He's touched with every feeling that you and I are touched with this morning. Amen? And so, as we come into this holiday season, the end of this year, getting ready to start a new year, you and I, we've got to be in the place where we look around and we see what's happening in the world. We see what's happening to the United States of America. I mean, this year we had something happen that hasn't happened since 1870-something. We are no longer the number one nation in the world as far as economic power.
Yes.
Did you see that? We fail. After 130-something years, we've fallen. Now, why have we fallen? Because we have left, as Brother Dennis talked this morning, and the majority part, we've left our first love.
Amen.
The reason why we were number one was because God was number one.
Yeah.
The reason why we've fallen, because God's no longer number one. We have lost our sense and have been able to hear. Today, we can't look at what other people are doing and say, okay, this is what's right and this is what's wrong. It doesn't matter what the crowd's doing. You and I, we've got to be led by the Spirit of God and do what God has called us to do. This morning, we've got things in our life that need healing. Guess what? We've got a healer. Jesus said, I've got words that will bring healing to your life. Now this morning, the reason why the church can't do what we've been destined and ordained to do is because we're letting those things keep us down. Come on, we're staying in a place where we have aught against people, where we have unforgiveness, where we're allowing our feelings on our sleeve to lead us rather than us be led by the Spirit of God. And we've got to come back and recognize all of those things are things in the avenue of the enemy to stop you from enjoying your salvation, stop you from being the witness and a light in these last days. We've got to stay sharp. The Bible said here in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, if the axe be blunt, be dull, and he does not sharpen the edge, then he has to put out more strength. I don't know about you, I don't want to put out any more strength.
No.
That's right.
Come on, we can't do it on our own. The Bible says it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by the Holy Spirit. Amen? You and I, we can beat our face against the wall. All we can do, we can't save our loved ones. We cannot reach the lost. We can't do it. We can't come up with a program that's going to make them want to come to church. We can try to organize all of these things and come up with all these agendas. But guess what we'll have? We will have churchgoers and not Christians.
Come on.
This is where we're at. We have mega churches all over the United States of America. They have no fruit. We got plenty of members, but we don't have any Christians.
Right.
You and I today, we've got to stand strong in what we know. We've got to let the Spirit of God sharpen us, and we've got to let Him make the agenda.
Amen.
This valley can be won, amen, but it won't be won by my ideals or the flesh ideals. It'll only be won by the Spirit of God working through you, amen? And so we've got to let ourselves become sharp in the Lord, amen? Well, He said right here, He said, wisdom is profitable tied to direct. To prosper,
amen.
To push forward. Wisdom. God is our source of wisdom. Amen. The Holy Ghost inspiring God's words in your life and my life will change everything.
Right.
But I can't be dull of hearing. I can't put things in a box and say, I think God has to work this way or the Lord needs to work that way. I've got to let God make the call. Amen. I've got to let Him be that. So let's look at some things this morning. You bear with me and we're going to go somewhere. I believe that if we'll hear the Lord this morning, that He's going to start us on a path that will help us be able to see things we've never saw before and be able to do what we've never been able to do before. Amen? Why? Because that's what the Word does. It's quick, it's sharp, it's powerful, it's alive, working in our lives. Amen? All right. Look here. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse number 29, lay your eyes on this with me. You know the verse of Scripture very well. But it's talking about Jesus here, and it says, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Talking about Jesus, amen. Now, Jesus is our brother. He's our Savior, He's our Lord, but He's the firstborn of many brethren, okay? Now, why is that important to you and I? Because the Bible tells us in Proverbs 27:17 that there is a brother, there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, amen? That friend is Jesus, amen? So here you and I, We recognize and realize that Jesus, because of our faith in Him, we become brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen? And we've got a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Now hold that in your mind. Let's go to the book of Proverbs and let's read a verse of Scripture that you know very well. Proverbs chapter 27. Lay your eyes on it with me. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. You put it in your own heart. Amen. Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend.
Yeah.
Now we've got a friend that's sticking closer to a brother. That friend is Jesus.
Right.
But also we're friends with each other. You and I today, when we come together in this church house and we rub together, as iron sharpeneth iron, we start making each other sharper.
Amen.
And we've got to stay sharp. We need each other. The Bible says, Brother Dennis had us read verse 26 in Hebrews chapter 10 this morning. If we had read verse 25, it would have said, forsaking not the assembling of yourself together as you see the day of the Lord approaching. More and more people don't come to the house of God. We've got to come to the house of God. They say, well, you can be a Christian and go to heaven without coming to church. That's true. But every time I come to church, when I leave church, I feel better.
Amen.
I'm encouraged. I'm edified. I'm built up. I can face things that I didn't think I could face before. And it's because I'm with people of like faith. I'm with those who are focusing and looking into and holding on to that blessed hope of Jesus' return. Amen. But we've got to come together and we've got to let Jesus sharpen us.
That's right.
You see, everything in life that happens to you, you know, it's just like if you got a chainsaw. You're out there and you're cutting and you're working. Me and Corey, we cut a lot of timber and trees trying to clear that place. And when you started out, it cut good. But in a little while after you'd hit some dirt and some rock and some stuff, you know what I mean? You're putting out more and more effort and you're getting less and less results. Clyde can understand this completely and totally. You're getting less and less results. And if you'll stop what you're doing and you'll sharpen that chainsaw or that knife or those scissors, whatever it is, all of a sudden, it takes so much less effort to do what needs to be done. You and I, we got to stop and we got to sit down at the altar of the Lord and we say, Lord Jesus, here I am. You're that rock. You're that stone. Sharpen me. Rub on me. Take the dull edge off, the bluntness off. I want to be able to be sharp. I want to cut through the lies of the devil, through the situations and circumstances of the flesh. I want to be able to be what you call me to be. We can't leave, as Brother Dennis taught this morning, our first love. We've got to hold on. Our first love called us and designated us and give us gifts and calling that nobody else can complete. Nobody else can accomplish. And we've got to be in that place where we rub together. Amen? It don't take a lot of time. I got this little deal here that sharpened my knife with because I'm not good with stone. But, you know, you can't mess up with this. But it just takes just a few pulls in there. And all of a sudden, that blunt edge is sharp enough to cut your finger. Mm-hmm. See, the devil tells us, oh, you don't have time to pray. You ain't got 30 minutes. You may not need but five.
That's right.
It's not in the time. It's in what God wants for that moment. Amen?
Come on, yes.
It's in that moment with the Lord. It's in that moment with somebody else. The devil wants to isolate you. He wants to pull you out of your place and keep you away from certain people. And he'll bring oughts and hurts and things to keep you out of that place because that person that the devil's trying to keep you away from, trying to keep me away from, is the person that we need or they need us the most. Amen? And we've got to be in that place and we've got to say, Lord God, I don't care what it feels like. I know what I know in my spirit.
Amen.
And I'm going to be in that place. I'm going to let them sharpen me and I'm going to sharpen them, whichever the case may be, because there's going to be different times and different circumstances. Amen? But we got to be there because we've got to help bring in the harvest.
Amen.
And it can only be done by the Lord Jesus Christ, by His Spirit working in your life and my life. Amen?
That's right.
Now, let's see some things. I wrote down something. Proverbs 28:13. I want to read that. Look at this. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. You see what happens when you and I get around each other, and we, in the Spirit of God that's working in you, that's working in me. That's what Sister Diane was bringing across in Sunday school class. All of a sudden, things come to light that I didn't know that was sin. That I didn't know that was wrong. Things that was hindering what God wanted to do in my life. It wasn't that God was wanting to zap me for it. God was wanting to bless me. He was wanting to use me in ways He hadn't been able to use me. And then when I got the revelation of the sin and I gave it to Him, all of a sudden then, He could, what? He could sharpen me. Take that dull. See, sin dulls us. Sin makes us, that's what Jesus was talking about there in Matthew 13. Those people that were supposed to be God's people, they couldn't hear from God. Because their heart had become so hard-hearted that they were about all legalistic things. Amen? And Jesus couldn't heal on the Sabbath because it would make them mad. He couldn't do anything that was out of their little religion without making them mad. There's nothing, you've been around religious people. Come on now. You can't get along with them. Because they're so in a place where all they can hear is what they, their flesh believes or what the devil is working in their religion. Amen. But we've got a relationship this morning. We don't have a religion. We've got a relationship with Jesus. Amen. And it shows us things in our life as we slide in between each other, as the Holy Ghost rubs across us and it takes a layer off and we go, oh my, I didn't even know that was there. Every time I thought I had a problem with somebody, the Holy Ghost revealed to me the problem wasn't with them, it was with me. Amen? And when I gave it to Him, all of a sudden the problem with them disappeared. And guess what? Joy come up inside of my life. Excitement come up inside of my life where before was dread and fear. Come on, Jesus has excitement for us. He has hope. He has a future for us, an expected end, amen, of hope and victory. That's ours. So we want to be in this place where we stay sharp. Now, I got many things I could look at, but I want to go and I want you to spend this little bit of time with me. Go to the 2 Kings, and I know you know these verses of Scripture very well, but let's look at something. I think this will help us. 2 Kings chapter 6. Now, this is so powerful. And if you and I feel hear this this morning, oh my goodness, I believe we're going to start revival. Amen?
Amen.
Now, how many this morning will say, I'm tired of going in my own strength?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many say that I know that there's more to being a Christian than where I am?
Yes, amen.
Come on now. There's more. There's more because Jesus dealt with His whole church age. There in the New Testament, and he showed them, hey, you're going to church, you're doing all these things, but you're not enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're not seeing people change. You're not seeing fruit. This, you and I, we've got to start seeing some fruit.
Amen.
We tell everybody about what God can do, but we're not in a place to see results. Amen?
Amen.
And so I've got to step back and I've got to say, Lord, I know Your Word is right.
Yeah.
I know it's true. The problem's not with Your Word. The problem's with me. And Lord, I want You to come inside my life and I want You to take every dull edge out.
Yeah.
I want You to help me to come back before I let You, and I want to pick up brand new and fresh. And I want to go in there. Amen?
Amen.
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 All right. But Spirit of God, help us to hear this one. 2 Kings 6:1. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us.
Yeah.
And you say, well, Greg, what does that have to do with us today? Here's what's happening today. The world is getting bigger and the church is getting little.
Right. Yes.
Right.
That it shouldn't be that way. They're in a situation where their church is getting littler. No, their church is getting bigger. They're outgrowing their church, and they're what? They're making the world smaller.
Yeah.
That's what you and I got to do. We're not talking about a physical building. We're talking about the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen.
We've got to say, I want this world. I want Bullfrog Valley. I want it to be enclosed within the body of Christ. Amen. I want to see something. I want to see God's building go out to where they're at. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And they said, let us go, we pray thee. Now they're talking to Elisha here. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan. Now see, Jordan, fully translated, means to descend. That's what you and I got to do. We got to go down
to where the people are at.
That's
because
right.
Jesus, He come down from heaven to where I was.
Yes.
I could not be any lower. I was covered in sin. I was controlled by sin. I was alive, but I was dead. Amen? He descended to where I was at, come and got me. Amen? That's what you and I have got.
Yes, amen.
Let us go into Jordan and take them, every man, a being. You and I today, every one of us, we can go and we get somebody, we can bring them in
right.
to the body of Christ.
Right.
We can bring them into the church house.
Right.
We can do it.
Amen.
Because God has called us, He's ordained us, He's anointed us, He's given us an ability to reach an individual that will accept the message that God has through
Amen.
Us.
Yes.
Amen. Every man, let us go. Every man, let's take this, a man, a being, every man a being, and let us make a place there where we made the well. And he answered, Elisha said, go ye. That's the words of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus said, go ye where? Into all the world
mm-hmm.
and preach the gospel.
Yes.
Don't set up ideals or gimmicks. Preach the gospel.
Yes. Amen.
We try to get people in the church house every way in the world by and there's nothing wrong with all this stuff, but we leave off the number one thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, preach the gospel.
Amen.
Just tell them about the good news.
Yes.
Don't tell them you're going to hell. Tell them there's an answer
Praise
to the problem,
Amen.
To the struggle. Yes. That there's somebody that loves them no matter where they're at or what they're dealing with,
yes.
what situation they're in. There's somebody that has an answer for them. Amen?
Yes.
They know all about the problem. They know where, I knew where I was at when I was in my sin. I didn't need somebody to tell me how bad I was. I knew how bad I was. I had the devil tempting me, leading me deeper, and then condemning me. Amen? I need somebody to give me an answer. Amen? And so he said, go ye. In verse 3, and one said, be content, I pray thee, go with thy servant. And he answered, I will go. That's the type of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus tells us to go. But he said, I'm your what? I'm your shepherd. I'll lead you. I'll go before you. I'll prepare the way. Amen? So the work in that we're going in, it's not man-made. It's ordained from heaven.
Right.
It's not by your strength or my strength, but it's by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, which is quick and sharp and alive. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's see what happens. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. And as one was felling the beam, the axe head fell into the water.
Yeah.
Now here's this thing that happens all the time. You and I, we get saved. We're genuinely born again. We're filled with the Spirit of God. We want to do what God called us to do. We have a desire to come to church. We have a desire to read our Bibles, to pray, to witness, to testify. We do what God would have us do. And I mean, it's in the forefront of our hearts, souls, and lives. But all of a sudden, if we're not careful, as we're going about doing the work of the Lord, we can lose the very thing that we need to accomplish the work.
That's right.
See, we can get focused on the job at hand, the task at hand, and we can actually leave Jesus out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is the way we have our church service.
Uh-huh.
Now, don't you change my church service. This is the way we do it.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, it becomes our church service.
Yeah.
And not
right.
God's.
That's right.
Yeah. It started out right. We're doing the work.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But somewhere along the way, we lost the real reason behind every action, behind every word, every motive. There he is. I mean, he's swinging that axe. I mean,
working away.
This is going like crazy.
Yes.
He's working, just going about his work. Every one of us, we got something to do. He gave unto him. He said the Lord was like a nobleman, and he was going to go away on a long journey.
Uh-huh.
And he gave unto his servants talents. Some five, some two, some one. Remember? Give them a job to do according to their standard ability. You can only do, I can only do what God is able to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to do the task at hand misunderstand some things.
Yeah.
He said, but as one was felling the beam, the axe head fell into the water. Now the axe head was made out of iron. Now in the Bible, iron is always a symbol of power. It's a symbol of authority. Remember in the great book of Revelation chapter 19, it talks about Jesus coming back on the white horse. He's going to come back and he's going to rule the earth. Out of his mouth shall come a double-edged sword, and he shall rule the earth with a rod of iron. So it's a symbol of authority. Now Jesus, he comes and he brought his disciples to him. To him in Luke chapter 10, verse 17, 19, you start reading this, and he says, behold, I give unto you all power and authority. You see, you've got authority to go into the world. I've got authority to go into the world. But we've got to keep it. And the only way that we keep it is faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. We can't get focused on the task and forget the one who gives us the task.
That's a truth.
Yes, sir.
So he's slaying. He's doing more about the work, but the work becomes the focal point.
Right.
There's a fine line you and I got to walk across. Amen. But we got to keep the Lord at the forefront. We keep our eyes. Paul said, "I press toward the mark of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus." Philippians chapter 3. That mark is scopios. It's where we get our English word scope. He goes, I'm tuned in. My eyes are on the cross. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. But as one was fell in the beam, the axe had fell in the water, and he cried, and he said, alas, Master, for it was borrowed. See, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4 that you and I, we're to minister out of the grace of God. You see, the power and the authority, it's not ours. It was given to us by God. It's borrowed.
Yeah.
Amen? And so, we're stewards. The Bible says in Psalms 24:1, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Uh-huh.
1 Corinthians 10:26 reemphasizes that. So everything's the Lord's. We're stewards whether we're good or bad.
Yeah, right.
Amen?
Right.
And so what we've got to do, we've got to step back and we've got to say, okay, God, give me something.
Yeah.
God has entrusted you and I this morning with the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And He gave us His good Spirit to take me to walk in our salvation.
Amen.
And to take the salvation to whosoever will. Amen?
Amen.
Now He said, alas, Master, it was borrowed. See, this servant, he recognized and realized when he had lost what he had. Sadly, there's going to be a time, the Bible tells us in the last days, there's going to come a great, not a little, but where we get our English word mega, a great falling away.
That's right.
To fall away from God, you had to be what? You had to be in God.
Yeah.
But they don't even know it.
Yeah.
This man, he knew when he lost.
Yes, he did.
And that's what we got to do. We got to be sharp enough to recognize.
Right.
I don't know about you. I'm not where I once was.
That's right.
Yeah.
I once was a little more on fire.
Amen.
I once had a little bigger vision of what God can do. I let things blunt my edge. I let circumstances and situations say, well, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be that way.
No.
I want to be on fire for God. I want to have zeal for God. I want to believe words like Jesus said with man, but with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
See, I'm like you. I've been hurt, and I've seen some things happen, and I didn't believe what happened. And I thought things would go different. They didn't go different. And that didn't change God.
Yes,
that don't change God.
Amen.
God's word is true. It's real. It's powerful. And this morning, some of you, you've been hurt. And you wondered why things went the way they did. That don't change God. God still loves you.
Amen.
God's word's still true. Amen.
Amen.
And we've got to stay sharp to that word. And let's see what happens. You know the story. He said, alas, Master, for it was borrowed. That's what we got to do. We got to stay around each other.
That's right.
Don't let anybody move you out of your place. Don't let any circumstance in the situation. God will use somebody close to you. Bring you closer to Him.
Amen.
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 But if God will do that, the devil will do it
in reverse.
Just because you love somebody because they're close to you don't mean they can't be used by the devil. Come on now. You've got a spiritual discern. I've got a spiritual discern of what's going on. What's being said to me, what's being presented to me. I've got to be sharp in the Lord and not allow circumstances and situations to dull my understanding.
That's right.
Now I love this. He said, alas, Master, for it. He knew where to go.
Yes.
You and I, we've got to know where to go this morning.
Amen.
We've got to go to God. Amen. And that's what Elisha was representing. He was representing God. We've got to come back to God and say, God, I'm not exactly where I need to be. I'm not doing exactly what I should be doing, but I know you can help me get back everything that you have for me.
Yes,
I know you can restore to me the David said, Lord, restore to me the joy of thy salvation.
Amen.
Come on, we're not as happy as we should be.
Right.
We're not as excited as we used to be.
Right.
We don't have as much of an attitude now. I'm confessing before you. You have to be honest with me or not. If we were, we would be seeing different results.
That's right.
Amen.
So we need to be honest with God. Amen?
Amen.
Alas, Master, it was borrowed. Let's see what happens. And the man of God said, we're fellows. Now I love this. Now listen by the Holy Ghost, okay? It's not your job. It's not my job to tell people what they did wrong.
Right.
That's true.
Now this is important. Now listen closely by the Spirit of God, because I'm talking about we're going to avoid some problems.
Yes.
It's going to come up in the near future if we'll listen to God today.
Yeah.
Elisha didn't say, dummy, why didn't you tighten the handle up on the accident? He didn't say that.
No.
He didn't say, why are you soaking some water? He didn't go through all the things he could have said. He didn't say anything about him losing it. He said, where did you lose it at?
Amen.
That's what you and I got to do. We got to come and we got to, the Spirit of God, come to that person and make them be able to come back to the place where they left God.
Right.
God said, I'll never leave you. Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, right? God never leaves me, but I have walked away from Him. Not in salvation, but in His plan, in His perfect will. You and I, we've got to get out of the permissive will of God and get into the perfect will of God.
Yes.
The Bible says in Romans 12:2, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind to what? That you can find out what the perfect, acceptable, that place that's only a fit that's in His perfect will. He wants complete in what you've grown before I've grown. Amen?
Amen.
He said, where's that? Where did you lose it at? This morning, did you lose your joy when unforgiveness came up? Did you lose your zeal because something of the world come in?
Come on
now. We can't watch the smut on the TV and expect to hear from God.
Come on.
Those little words that they say at first, it kind of bothers, and then they keep coming in, and then before long, we become null to it and don't mean anything.
Yep.
Come on. Yes, sir. That's good.
Where did we leave it at?
Yeah.
What's keeping us from being able to hear from God? What's keeping the signs and the wonders out of the church? What I need to do, God? Lord God, forgive me. I know that I've left off some of the things that you have for me this morning. I'm willing to confess that. And I want what God wants from you this morning. And the man of God said, we're fellows. And he showed him the place. This morning, you and I, we know. We know the moment that we got cold in our heart.
Oh, yeah.
When we put other things before God. Well, then it might have been good things. It might have been, you know, everything starts out good. You know, I'm going to be with my family.
Yeah.
You know, instead of going to church, I'm going to do this for my, or I got to make a living. You know, all these things we got to do, and they can be good. But it's when the devil takes it and twists it and puts it in between us and God that the problem comes.
That's right.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
But he knew right where I was at. This morning, we need to know where it's a personal thing. It's not between anybody else but you and God, me and God. We need to go back to that place. Because it's just His will. The gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. The joy is still there. The excitement is still there. The zeal is still there. The very peace of God is still there. We just got to go back to what we
need. Amen.
And he showed him the place. And look at this. And Elisha, he cut down a stick and cast it in thither. He cut down a stick. Now this word stick is from a Hebrew word hetz. And if you'll look in the book of Esther, seven times the same word is in the book of Esther, and it's always translated the gallows. And there's other places in the Bible as well, but that's where I was looking at when I was doing my study time. Meaning what? The stake is a thing of instrument of death. It's a type of the cross. Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, he said that you have to deny yourself. I have to deny myself, and I have to pick up my cross.
Yeah.
Read it, please. In Luke chapter 9, down to 22 and 23. And we have to do it to be able to pick back up what we have laid down.
Amen. Yeah.
Because the cross was the thing that put the authority in the hand of the servant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to keep the cross.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to keep it. And that way then we have the authority.
Mm-hmm.
This is why the devil is running rampant and doing what he wants to do in amongst the believers. Is because we lose what God has for us.
Yeah.
And so we got to come back to God and say, God, give me that stick. Give me that cross again.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to me. That's what Elisha did. He gave the cross. Yeah. He gave that stick back to this young man.
Yeah.
And he cut down a stick and he cast it in thither and the iron did swim.
Yep.
It didn't float. From the Hebrew, the word means to swim.
Yes.
Dead things float.
Yes.
Live things swim.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on now. You and I. Now it's come up and it what? It come into that stick. It come into that handle.
Mm-hmm.
And he had something that he had lost. You and I, we have the promise this morning.
Mm-hmm.
God is a God of restoration.
Yes.
He's a God of restoring. Whatever that you and I have lost, Jesus is the one that died to give it back to us.
Amen.
Look what happened. Therefore said he, this is what Elisha said to the servant, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and he took it. I know it's getting right. But these are two different words. He said, I want you to reach out and I want you to take it. Now this first word, take, if you'll look in your Bible, especially in the book of Psalms, where you see the word exalt,
mm-hmm.
it's the same Hebrew word.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's saying to the man, he's saying, if you will exalt the stick, if you'll exalt the cross,
mm-hmm.
if you'll exalt Jesus,
yes.
if you'll raise him up,
mm-hmm.
then you'll be able to reach out
mm-hmm.
and you'll be able to take it. And
that
second word, take it, means to receive.
Amen.
You and I, we can receive nothing from heaven except it come by Jesus. Amen.
That's right. Come on.
Except we lift, Jesus said, if I'll be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. We have to lift him up.
Yes.
And then we can receive freely what he has for us. What did he have? He had power and authority. He had the anointing to be able to do the job at hand.
Yes.
Come on.
You and I, we want to see people saved. We want to see them healed. We want to see them delivered from the oppression of the devil. We want to see them going in the joy of the Lord.
Right.
And the only way that will happen is we're going to have to come back, and you and I, as a corporate group of believers, we've got to make sure that we give everything to Jesus and we lift
Amen.
Him up.
Amen.
We don't lift up the problem. We don't lift up the circumstance, the lack, the situation, but we lift up the one who is the Lord of all.
Amen.
Yes,
if we lift him up, then we can receive what the Lord of all has for us.
Right.
That's the fullness of the gospel.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yes.
Let's close with one book of one verse of Scripture in the New Testament. Galatians chapter 3. We know this verse as well. But keeping in mind what we're talking about. Galatians chapter 3. Verse number 13. Paul writes to the church at Galatia. He tells them, Christ has redeemed us. Say that's me.
That's me.
From the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
Mm-hmm.
That instrument, that very instrument of death, that gallows, that stick, that cross, when you and I have faith in Jesus, then we're no longer in the curse side, we're in the blessed side. I said we're going to read one verse, but let's read the next verse. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You and I, we're blessed to be a blessing.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Ephesians 1:4 says we're blessed with all spiritual blessings.
Amen.
In heavenly places. God's not mad at us. God's not mad at the world. He just wants them to come back to Jesus.
Oh,
let's pick up the cross.
Yes.
You see, you've got a cross. I've got. Jesus doesn't carry this cross.
Uh-huh.
Let's pick up the cross where we can have the authority.
Praise
to
God.
Go into a lost and dying situation.
Yes.
And bring the one who gives life.
Yes. Amen.
We're going to have more power than we've ever had.
Oh,
the Bible says in the last days sin was going to abound.
Yes.
But God said His grace was going to abound. But the way that grace is going to be known is it said for you to minister in the manifold grace of God.
Amen.
We're going to have to minister according to that grace. So let's be honest with God. Let's come back. If you're not as excited about the Lord as you was at the moment of your salvation, if you don't want to pray as much as you wanted to pray, if you don't want to read your Bible as much as you wanted to read at the time you got saved, let's be honest with God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a desire, you said, I couldn't sleep at night. Because I had to pray for a certain number of people before I could sleep because I couldn't think about them not being in heaven.
Yeah.
And now, because things have happened, I'm able to lay down and let that all be in my heart and say, oh, they're going to be that way. I'm not going to waste my time praying for them. That's not right. That's not right. We've got to pray. We've got to have a fervor, a vigor, a heartfelt desire like we've never had before. And the only way we can keep that is we've got to stay in that place where the cross determines everything about our life.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Would you come this morning? Would you come? Let's just come. Let's go. Let's give our heart to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. I'm not where I want to be. I'm not where you'd have me. And that's between you and God. But if you're not seeing things like you'd like to see them, if you're not having that same excitement that you once had, then you can have it back. Amen? I can have it back.
Thank you.
I can have an expectation. An expectation to believe to see things that I hadn't been seeing. Amen?
Jesus, I thank you, God.
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning, by your Spirit, touch on everyone of us. Oh, Lord, draw us. Lord, help us. Restore us. Joy of our salvation. Everything that we have left, let us go back to the
Lord.
Let us pick it up, Father. Oh, I ask you in Jesus' name. I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Stir our hearts.
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Stir our hearts for the examination.
Oh, what glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you. in you. And I believe that that there's no limit.
That's right.
We serve a God that doesn't know limits. Amen. And don't let the devil take anything I said and twist it. I don't, you know, every one of you have the Holy Spirit, and you follow the leadership of the Spirit.
Amen.
Man doesn't put you in a box and tell you what to do and what you can't do, but the Lord tells you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm talking to you what the Lord's talking to me about, and I want us to be all that God called us to be. And I recognize and realize that we all go through things, and those things are to make us where we can hear from the Lord, and where we lose our excitement and our hope. You know, you've heard people say, I've heard Brother Corey say, he's not the only one, I've heard several people tell me that they've heard people say, well, you'll get over it. We should never get over the initial excitement of our salvation. We got to do like Brother Dennis said. We got to come back to do that first works over,
mm-hmm.
and then it's just like that moment all over.
Yes,
again.
Amen.
You happy?
Yes,
amen.
If you ain't, we should have.
Right.
Amen. We have no excuse not to.
Right.
You say, "Well, I don't know what you're going through." No, I don't. But Jesus does, and He wants to help you with it. I know there's things that are fearful, that are out of our control, but they're not out of His control.
No,
amen.
Yeah.
Give it to Him this morning. Everything you got. May
give
it
to Him.
If I can help you in any way, please tell me. I won't know unless you tell me.
Sure.
Unless the Lord wants to think of that, I won't
know.
But I want you to know that we'll do whatever we can. We've got to be here for each other. Amen.
Amen.
Any other needs?
God is good, amen?
Amen.
Amen, all the time. And all the time, God is good. Announcements, not next Sunday, but the following. I was told that evening will be the Christmas program. So, do what?
And dinner,
yes. If you have anything to contribute to the Christmas program, I guess I was told to have you talk to Wanda. And she's the one that's been organizing it. So if you have anything to contribute, please talk to her. Are there any announcements? Anything? No? Okay. Well, if not, then we'll stand. And Brother Bill, would you start us in prayer?
Guide us in Christ's sake.